Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kids Comic Con's Panel Talk podcast, where we will discuss all aspects of the creative arts and invite you to share in dialogue about all artistic endeavors. I'm Kayla, and this is my wonderful, beautiful co-host, Jordan.
Hi.
And today we are going to be talking about transitions. So we are both undergoing some serious transitions in our life right now. Jordan is about to go to college. Very
crazy.
Exciting though, I can definitely say, because I have been through high school and college, so I am transitioning out into the quote unquote real world. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about that and our experience transitioning and what that's like, and giving you some tips and advice, you know, and some stories. So Jordan, are you excited about going to college?
Oh, I am so excited just to see new environment, be on some new stuff. I am planning on submitting my applications this weekend, so I am super excited. I have to get everything in though. But all in all, I'm just so excited to go to college. Not that high school isn't very good. I love high school, but yeah. I'm just ready for a change.
Oh yeah, high school, definitely some good times, you know, some awkward times, but good times overall, yeah. You know, definitely good memories. Do you have any specific colleges? Like, which colleges are you looking at in particular?
I am looking at 4 different colleges. I'm not going to name them all, okay. But they're like all over the country. I am very excited just to apply, see which one I get into. And yeah, what about you, Kayla? How's your transition going? I know you're in the middle of yours.
I am. So I graduated, I majored in creative writing and French at Hamilton College. Shout out to my Continentals, woohoo. I majored in that because I've always wanted to be a writer. That's my main number one dream goal, is to be a writer. So I've really just been transitioning into finding a job in the publishing industry, in the publishing world, just to, you know, see what it's like, honestly, and, you know, just meet people and really get experience in the industry. So fortunately, I have been lucky and I do have an internship now, finally got one with a publishing company. I start very soon, next week, actually. So I'm very excited for it. So I'm going to be learning a lot more about the publishing process and just, you know, being able to work with people who work with books every day, all day. So it's very exciting and I am excited to talk about it here today. it's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm interested to know, since you're going off to school and you guys, our audience, knows that I'm into writing, let's hear a little bit more about you and your creative pursuits and interests and what you're thinking about studying, if you can study that at any of the schools you want to go to, or if you're interested, you know, what majors you're interested in doing, if you've thought about that at all, you know, what's going on in your process of transitioning.
Well, I am really interested in schools that have a creative aspect. Mm-hmm. I know some of the schools that I'm looking at it's very big on creativity, so I hope I get into them. Mm-hmm. But I'm very interested in majoring in probably communications. It's like all over the place, but I'm interested in communications marketing, TV production. What else is it? Yeah, I'm really interested in TV production. I'm probably not going to major in it. I may like have a minor in it because I love it so much. I've been doing that for about almost, not a year yet. In January would be a year of working with the Daily Panther, my school news YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, TV and media is definitely creative. Marketing is also creative. I know some people don't think of it like that, but marketing is definitely a creative field. So that's really cool that you're into that kind of stuff. Like, that's awesome. Do you think that you would be like, do you have an end goal of some kind? Like, would you ever want to like host your own TV show or something like that? Like, do you have any specific interests like that with TV, not yet?
I mean, my end goal, like, is all over the place, but one of them at the certain time was to start my own advertising firm, then earn a lot of money, then buy a house.
Okay, that's cool. That's a good goal to have.
But it's all over the place. Like, I was like, oh, I want to work here. I want to work there. Like, it's all over the place. I know I could do what, like, I could try my best. I could do a lot of jobs that I think I could be well in. So, and it's 4 years away. So, I still have a lot of time to think about it.
Exactly. That's, like, the whole point of your transition, right, is to just explore. You know, you're not sure exactly what you want to do yet. That's totally normal. That's part of what you're going through, and that's what college is for, you know, finding what you're interested in, finding what you're passionate about. So you're gonna have a lot of fun in college. And you know, if you listeners are Jordan's age, you have to go into college, just know this is gonna be a very exciting time for you. You might be stressed right now with like the applications and all the things you got to do, but this is very exciting because you're gonna find out what you're really into and what you're passionate about, and you're gonna have a lot of fun. So you're gonna have a good time, Jordan. I'm sure it's gonna be great. You're welcome. You're gonna look back on those 4 years and be like, oh, best 4 years ever.
I hope so. I'm very excited for it. That's good. Kayla, back to you. So what is the toughest part that you've faced in your transition so far?
The toughest part is the rejections. It's not always easy, you know, because you have a dream or a goal you want to accomplish, and it's, you know, there's obstacles in the way of getting there. And it's tough because there's a lot of other people who have ambitions as well, who are going after, for me, the same types of jobs, you know, they have the same goals. So definitely dealing with rejection is something that's really tough because, you know, I am someone who's really like, okay, I gotta go. Like, I just want to move forward and like get my goals done, like get what I would need to get done. And then when you deal with these rejections and or just things that stop you from doing that, it's very frustrating because then, you know, you can feel discouraged or feel like you're not good enough or feel like you might start comparing yourself to other people and be like, oh, well, this person, my friend already has like a job. I'm over here still with no job. So it's very like dealing with that, I think, is just something that's really challenging because you do start to compare yourself, honestly. When you have a lot of friends, especially coming out of college, everyone's looking for a job. Everyone's like posting about on LinkedIn. My whole thing is LinkedIn now. Everybody's like, oh, look, I have a new internship. Oh, I have a new job. And it can be really discouraging because you might feel like, oh, I'm not as ahead as everybody else. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that you have your own journey. You have your own goals and your own path in life. And it's not like anybody else's. So you just have to keep doing you and keep working hard and just working towards your goals. And eventually it will happen. Like for me, I didn't get an internship when I was in college, which is like the normal thing. Like people always have internships when they're actually in school. I didn't get that. I didn't get one until I graduated. And it's okay because I'm still on that track. So it's really just having those reminders, you know, like you, your own person, you have your own journey. And so you just kind of like stick with you, just do you and you'll go far.
Yeah, I'm also a little bit nervous about rejections from colleges because I feel like that's very realistic for most students who are in, who are applying to college, because I'm only applying to 4 colleges. So there's I'm like, oh, like, I hope I get into the one that I really, really like. And it's just, you have to wait till for like a few months until you find out. So it's just, you're like walking on eggshells and you're just like waiting. Until you're just waiting for the eggshells to crack and break, and then you're like stuck in a pile of yolk and you're like, what?
Yeah, it's like a mess. It's like, oh, you just feel so bad and discouraged and down. I know that feeling. It's tough because then you don't feel like you're good enough. And it's like, but you don't ever want to think that because that's just going to cut your own power. And there's no need for that. You have all the power in the world, honestly. Like, you just have to really believe in yourself and you have to just go for it and trust in the process. If you're doing you, then you have nothing to worry about. You are going to get there. As long as you're doing it, doesn't matter what anybody else is doing, You got it.
Plus, yeah, there's no like, plus every single college you're going to experience something different. So mm-hmm. each has its own positive. So you're going to learn so many things no matter where you go.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. You definitely make the best of your situation. So even if you don't get into your number one school or whatever it is, like, you're right, you're going to end up wherever you end up at is going to have opportunities, and you just got to learn to make the best of things, I think, because you can, like, there's opportunity everywhere. So it's, you have to really be willing to just, you have to kind of like accept it. Like life is not a smooth, easy road. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be ups and downs, and you have to just learn that that's life, and you got to just keep on moving on. And with that in mind, you know, another big thing is mistakes, right? You are going to make some mistakes. Okay, you're gonna be like, oh, maybe I should have done this. Or for me, oh, maybe I should have like gone to this career event. You know, maybe I should have done this thing, you know, to meet this person, whatever. Like, you're gonna make some mistakes in your life. And that's just, again, that is what it is. Like, you have to be willing to make mistakes because you learn from them, honestly. Like, my mistakes, I can honestly say, made me smarter and made me more able and more to like get jobs and do my interviews well and whatever it is, you know. I just got the skills because I've just, you know, when you have mistakes, you learn what not to do. You learn like how to think better for next time. So I don't know if you've had any experiences with mistakes so far in applying or whatever it is in your transition, but that you could talk about, because I feel like it's a big thing, you know, mistakes. They happen a lot for people.
I'm probably going to realize when I submit my application and be like, oh, I should have done that differently. Like, mm-hmm. but you know, you have to learn, except maybe for next time. And I don't know if there'll be a next time for me applying to colleges, but I hope that, I feel like I probably made mistakes that I don't realize yet. Like for essays, you write down stuff and then you have to edit it, and you go through like thousands of rounds of edits. You know this since you're a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's, yeah. So what are so Kayla, you'll know about this much more than me, but what are the similarities between applying to college and applying for jobs?
That's a good question. So it's definitely similar in that it's stressful. you don't know, you're like kind of like throwing your fate out there. It's these people, these like mass figures, like people reading application behind the screen. You're like, I don't know if they're gonna pick me, like I don't know. And it's definitely similar in that you really have to have a structure for your like your college essays, for example, and like a cover letter, very similar purpose. You know, you're really trying to show who you are to these people who are going to choose whether or not to accept you. It's very similar in that way. I will definitely say, I think for applying to jobs is a lot quicker than applying to colleges, just because like normally job applications are pretty much just like a resume, a cover letter, and then maybe they have some little questionnaire thing you have to fill out, whatever. So definitely quicker, I think, than colleges. And they do get back to you faster than colleges. Of course, you have to wait like months for college acceptances, but for jobs, you hear back. Depends, honestly, it can take a while sometimes, but other times it's fairly quickly. Again, a big difference, a resume is needed for a job, whereas for a college, not so much. So definitely difference in documents and like requirements, what you need, but both along the lines of just like, it's a little stressful, but it is.
Yeah,
it is.
For anything you do, it's going to be a little bit stressful.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a little bit, you know, I mean, I think also for a job is like, it's a little bit it's different from colleges in that, you know, for colleges, it's very specific time frame you have to apply for something. For jobs, there's honestly job opportunities like all the time. So you can really apply to a job whenever you want, which is nice because then you have a lot of variety. It's just like, it can be tough because it's similar to a college in that when you have like a dream college, a school you really want, you have dream jobs, you have jobs you really want, and you're not always going to get that, but there's always jobs that you can apply for. So it's not like it's impossible to find a job. It's just that it takes time to work up to where you want to be. Whereas in college, you know, you apply to one college, if you don't get it, you have a second choice, and then usually your third, fourth, whatever, you usually get one of your choices. For your job, you usually got to stick with a choice, maybe not your best, but then you work your way up, which is, you know, some people get their dream job right out of college, which is great. Other people, not so much.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You know, it's just all part of the process.
Yeah. And you work up to, yeah.
Exactly.
I agree with all what you said. It makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like both like in sort of like the same, not same transition, but we're both in transitions. So I feel like anybody who listens to this, whether you're making like transition from like middle school to high school to college, mm-hmm. college to a job, or elementary school and middle school, they're going to face transitions that you may not be ready for and you may be nervous about, but just know you're going to do great.
Yeah.
And that it's, you can do this. Don't listen to the worry word in your head. It's, mm-hmm. it just, it will hurt you more than it will help you.
Absolutely. You know, because one thing that I've realized is like, it's really in levels, right? Because when you're transitioning from high school to college, you're going from a new level of independence and responsibility. Then you go through college, then you graduate college, and you're like, now it's even more responsibility and more independence, but it's all on like a gradient. So you really have the tools and the experience you need to succeed at the next level. So, which is why, you know, it might seem, you know, for you, I don't know how you feel, but, you know, graduating college might seem like, whoa, like what the heck? That might seem like so far away and crazy to think about. But it's really something that you shouldn't stress yourself over, because it's, you're going to be ready by the time it comes. So when, if you're going through transition now, you know, it might seem stressful now, whatever you're doing, whether it's college applications, or if you're like me and applying for a job, you're going to be like, you might be like, oh, freaking out now, but just know that in the future, you're going to look back on it and be like, wow, you know, you're going to be like, I can do that now again. Like, I, you know, I got this, and look at how far I've come, look how far I've grown. So it's really, transitions are important for development and in your life, personal development, personal growth. So this is all part of the process, people. Just trust the process. For sure.
Oh, so, yeah. That concludes today's episode of Kids Comic Con's panel talk. And we hope that you guys learned some stuff. I know that I did. And I am very excited for the next one. So yeah, let's keep on listening, you guys. And if you want to catch up to our latest episodes, just scroll down or go to our website. So
yes, please comment, like, all that. Engage yes. with us.
Woo! Bye, y'all.
Bye.